Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like a trap dog,
giving them all,
dress
like a million bucks,
got things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together,
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, doing something with it, too. Get a mission. Get a mission, man. Get a purpose. Get a higher calling. Be about it. What's this all for? What you waking up in the morning for? Get at it today. One more time. Get a mission. Get a purpose in your life. Find that higher calling of why you're here. Be about it. What's it all for? Get at it today. Now, Steve, you're making some big statements here. You know I'm going to clean it up for you, don't you? Because, you know, I don't just throw it out there without the how-to part. See, the how-to part is usually where most people stop. They tell you, this is what you got to do. Then they don't tell you how to. That's why I don't get off the boat right there. Now, if you're trying to get your life a mission, and you're trying to figure out the purpose and what the higher calling is, and you want to be about something, and you're trying to figure out what's it all for, and you want to go get at it today, here's the trick. God knows. God knows the answer to all those questions. He knows what your mission in life is. He already know what your purpose is. He already know what the higher calling is. He already know what you got to be about. He already know what it's all for. He already know what you need to go get at. God knows. You know why he knows? Because he created you. And God created all of us with a purpose in mind. Irregardless as to how we were created, we were all created with a purpose in mind. He got a mission for us. He got something he wants from us. He got something he expects of us. He has a life of abundance prepared for each and every one of us that will lay claim to it. Now, if you don't want that, then go on and start making decisions on your own, possibly like you have. Now, let me ask you something. Since you've been making all the decisions on your own, where you at? Where you at with it? How you feel about it every day? How locked in on your mission are you? Are you on a good purpose plan? You know, do you feel like your life is in a higher calling? Do you know what you about? Do you have an understanding of what it's all for? Are you up every day going and getting at it? See, come on now. So now I'm asking you, if you've done this without talking to God or without checking in with your creator, can you answer all those questions? I can flat out tell you, you can't. I know for a fact you can't. Because you can't know how good your life can be. And you won't have a life as good as you want it to be until you have connected with the one that created you. You better understand this one now. Please understand. This ain't Steve just over here ranting and raving. This is Steve after having years of figuring this one out. But it's all in the Bible. It's all in holy writings. But, you know, I ain't got time for that. Don't go to church like I'm supposed to. Don't read the Bible or the scrolls or the Quran or whatever your faith is. You don't read all that. It's in there, though. It's in there. But we humans. So we go get at it the way we see it. Let me tell you what happened to me. See, while I was getting at it the way I saw it ought to be got at, you understand me? When I was defining my purpose, when I was creating my own mission, when I was laying claim to what my calling is in life, let me tell you what I was doing. I was deferring the abundance that he really had for me. I'm just now, listen to me, I'm just now getting at it for real. Oh, I've been working towards it all my life. I didn't know it, though. But see, because God is so merciful and so full of grace, he allowed me to make all the mistakes I made. And then when I finally came to him, he said, all right, now, I'm going to take all the mistakes, tell you how cold I am now, this God now. I'm going to tell you how cold God is. He takes all the mistakes you made, all the failures you made while you was making your own decisions. He takes all of that and uses them as valuable gained and learned experiences. And he takes that and allows you to be who you are today. See, God ain't gonna let you forget what you did. But here's something cold, too. He ain't gonna let what you did go for naught. Uh-oh. What you say, Steve? Uh-huh. See, that's what's cold. See, all the mistakes I made, every lie I told, every traumatic experience I went through, I put anybody through. Anytime, man, I was out there tripping, trying to justify it as right, he said, all right, okay. But now because of my mercy and my grace, what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow all this to happen. You're going to waste a lot of time. You're going to forfeit a life of abundance that you could have been and had. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all of that and I'm going to turn it into some good. So I'm going to let all of these lessons that you've learned, all of these hardships, all of these moments of despair, come back and you'll use them. You'll wear them on your head like a crown. It's going to be jewels in your head, man. I'm going to take all of that stuff and make you knowledgeable. I'm going to take all that stuff and make you wise, man. I'm going to take all of that stuff and I'm going to put it in your mission. I'm going to take all that stuff and make that a part of your purpose. I'm going to take all that stuff and create that to be a part of your higher calling. I'm going to take all that and let you be about that right there. I'm going to take all of that and I'm going to let you find out what it's all been for. I'm going to take all of that and with all of that mess you made of your life, I'm going to let you now take all that and go get at it. See, but that only happens when you come to God. Because God is the only one that knows what you've been through and how to take what you've been through and turn it into something to help you get through what you're going through. He the only one can do that. Ain't nobody else like him. There's nothing like him on this world available to you, man. So quit tripping yourself out. Get over there and talk to God, man. Quit wasting your life like I was doing. Stop. I'm telling you, he'll let you get at it. And can't nobody let you get at it like him. All right? Let's ride.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's done it again. God Almighty produced another great day. I'm a participant in it. You're a participant in it. We should all be grateful in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Man, my mom used to say that to me on the way out to school. I ain't quite get it. I got it now, Mama. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, ain't nobody making days but God Almighty. Ain't nobody making days but God Almighty. Man, I sure appreciate it. Yeah. I am a participant. And a willing participant, too. I'm going to share something else with you, too. I was having a little lack of motivation getting in the gym for a little short period here. I just didn't find the motivation. I was looking for an accountability partner, but then I discovered I ain't got no friends my age that can come and work out at the time I need to work out. So I went, well, I can stop looking for that. And then they said, well, why don't you work out with your sons? Because, well, my son's doing a little bit different workout than me. Because if I did that workout, see, they get to go and do their life. I got to do my workout in the morning. I got to go to work. So I need different type of workout because I got to stand up all day. So anyway, I was looking for the motivation and then finally it dawned on me, Steve Harvey, why don't you pray about it?
All right.
So you know what I did Saturday? I prayed about it. You know what I did Sunday morning? Got up and went to the gym by myself.
All right.
I'm sitting up here looking for all this external help to get me through something when God says, pray without ceasing. and bring all things to me. So I took it to him. I went to the gym yesterday morning. And as soon as I get off there, I'm going to go in this gym, and then I'm going to go to Family Feud. I was looking for motivation when all I had to do was go to God. He'd give you anything.
Amen.
Y'all look at all the stuff he done gave me. Why he ain't going to give me some motivation?
Come on, man.
He done gave me this life. I can't get no motivation. Man, miss me. Steve Harvey, back. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, back.
You sound like it.
Shirley Strawberry, Colin Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr. We don't know where the hell Tommy at.
Yeah.
Junior, what's on your mind?
I sat next to a lady on the plane yesterday, and she was talking about her life. And she said, you know, when I go to God now, I don't go to God asking for things no more. I'm already grateful. But she said, I do pray for more faith, more love, more joy, and more understanding. And then she looked at me and said, do you understand what I'm saying? I said, absolutely. I said, my boss talk about it all the time. She said, I don't have to pray for my family more. He got my family. I need more faith. I need more love, and I need more joy. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. And then I would add, I also have some things, though.
What you gonna do?
I need some more faith in me. You know, I need some more motivation, more wisdom, and a little
all
understanding. I want to be closer to God and all that.
Yeah. Well,
now, once I put that request in,
there's
still some pain. So I'm finna keep it 100 with you.
So you agree?
Yeah.
You add on to that.
I agree with everything she said. But there is some things, though. I will be putting in
new suits. New car.
No, I don't ask for suits. Nah, my list is a little bit bigger than suits. I got it.
All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, Junior is in for the nephews. He runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Can I have your kidney? If you would, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Brother Conley.
This is Conley.
How you doing, brother? This is Deacon Patterson calling from the church. How you doing today?
Deacon Patterson?
Yeah.
Just doing fine. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing good. You know, the church is behind you on what you're going through, and we praying for you, man. We know all about the, you know, you going into surgery on Friday to get your pancreas removed. So I wanted to give you a call, man, have a word of prayer, and let you know that we all are pulling for you, and we know that the man upstairs is going to pull you through this success.
Well, God bless and keep you there, Deacon. God bless and keep you, because I tell you, I'm going through something here. Me and my wife, we've been talking about it, and we've been praying on it, and it sure is a wonderful thing to know that your church is with you, and y'all thinking about me in prayer. I've really had to take this to the Lord. This is a serious thing with me, and I ain't never had an operation before in my life, and
I
know I need it. My wife made it clear, the doctor made it clear, and I believe I'm ready to go forward, Deacon. Was that Deacon Patterson?
Yes, that's right, Deacon Patterson. I've been in church probably about 8 months now. You pretty much been out most of the time.
Yes, sir. I have been out of here. Yes, I have.
So I've seen you a couple of times, but I wanted to call and put a word in for you and let you know that we're all praying for you at the church.
Praise the Lord.
Can't
Praise
wait for you
the
to
Lord.
Get back, and we know out for Friday it's going to definitely be a great success.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to give the victory to who the victory
must deserve.
Yes, sir.
He's the victory.
Let me have a word of prayer with you, Brother Conley, if you don't mind. Just bow your head for me. Father God, we ask right now. We ask right now that you touch Brother Conley as he goes in on Friday.
Please, Lord.
Put your hands on him. We ask, Father, that you hold on to the doctor that's getting ready to go and put surgery on him.
Yes.
We ask that you make sure that the doctor has got a strong eye on that morning.
Walk with him.
We ask that he got a steady hand when he got the scalpel in his hand. We ask that you hold on to him.
Please.
As he goes into a surgery, because we know come Saturday morning, the victory going to belong to Brother Conley and the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We know all of this, but we ask that you take that pancreas and you remove it out successfully.
Please.
Close him back up like it was never been entered in before.
Walk with me, Jesus.
That's what we're asking. We ask you, Lord, at the same time that they're removing this pancreas, Lord, we ask that you reach around his backside, and we ask that you
Touch his kidney, Lord. Touch his kidney and make it whole. Make it 110%. We want you to make that kidney like it's been the best kidney
ever. Excuse me, Deacon. Deacon, that's Deacon. Deacon, whoop, Pat, Deacon Patterson.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Ain't they, no, sir. There's nothing wrong with my kidney, Deacon. I'm doing fine. The Lord has done made it. Well, he's going to work on my pancreas. That's what the doctor's operating on. They done prepped me for it, and that's what they plan to remove. So
really?
My kidney is fine. They did what they called one of them MRIs, and everything else is fine. They ain't working on nothing but my pancreas, sir.
Right. Well, let me say, I'm glad you brought that up, because this one reason why I called you. What I want to ask you, and I know we've never met, what I was going to ask you was,
yeah.
And I know this is, I hate to come at you in the final hour when you're getting ready to go have surgery and all that, but if you don't mind, when they go in on Friday morning and remove that pancreas out, do you think that they could go in and get one of your kidneys? Because I need one.
Hold on just a minute, Deacon. What'd you say? What'd you say?
See, what is it? See, I've been going through myself with a little ailment, and I'm wondering if I need a kidney, and I'm wondering if you can give me one of yours when they go in to get your pancreas. They already have you open.
Did you say you wanted them to take one of my kidneys?
Yeah, and give it to me because I need one.
You need a kidney?
Yeah. What, you already going to be laying there open.
Wait a minute, mister. You need a kidney? I need help with my pancreas. You going to call me with some like that, man? This ain't no work of the Lord. Now, you say you a deacon?
Yeah, like I said, Deacon Patterson, my name. But see, what I'm asking you is, what
no,
harm
you ain't asking
is
me, man.
Brother Conley, what harm is it if you already open and laying on the table?
Oh, you ain't heard a thing I said, have you? I said, I'll be, man, you crazy as hell. Now, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to need to call the pastor. Because, see, it's some going on here. You say you knew, you might have knew, mister. Matter of fact, you too knew to know who you're talking to.
What I'm saying is, you have two, like you say they did the MRI.
I don't give a what I said they did, man. I got two kidneys, you got two. One of yours bad, that's your problem, mister. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to get well, and you calling with this. You say you a new deacon. You your ears, and you won't be at that church long. I tell you that because if I ever get close to your sister, we got some reckoning to do.
What is it going to hurt for you to give me one of them kidneys if both them kidneys is good?
It ain't going to hurt them thing because you ain't getting my kidney, man. It ain't going to hurt. What is wrong with you?
Say, man, all I'm saying is if you're going to be open and laying on the table, what is it going to hurt for you to give me one?
Oh, now you're going to tell me I'm open and laying on the table. What kind of a prayer are you in charge of, mister? Let me tell you something. Obviously, I need to meet you before I get to the hospital. And maybe I can help take out that bad kidney of yours. I can tell you that. We it out. You won't feel a thing. How about that? There's too many games going on in the church today. I'll be you going to call and talk me out of one of my kidneys, man.
I'm trying to live just like you trying to.
Let the Lord take care of me, because what you talking about ain't got a thing to do with Jesus. You can kiss my and get off my phone. That's what you can do.
Can I say one more thing to you?
What?
Is you listening to me?
Man, I done listened to you, and you ain't talking about nothing. That's got nothing to do with what's going on with me, mister. You running a game? If I could get to you, I'd put lead in your
But can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go? Is you listening?
For what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That girl, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
You all right?
Please forgive me. Lord have mercy.
Brother Conley, I got to ask you one more thing, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Neff. Thank you. Coming up next, it is...
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Michael Jackson's son Blanket is suing his grandmother, Katherine Jackson. Gisele Bündchen is saying, I didn't cheat on Tom Brady. And some good news, Migos co-founder Quavo is fighting Atlanta gun violence. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to...
Let me just
to
say this.
Uh-huh.
Blanket need to go sit his ass down.
I knew you was going to say
that. He's messing with his inheritance.
Go sit your ass down. Boy.
We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. Right now, it's time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, standing by. All right, this is from Elaine in Cincinnati. Elaine says, I babysit kids in my home, and one child has been bringing roaches to my house. I started sitting his bag in my garage, and his mom saw it and went off on me. I have the right to protect my house. Should I stop keeping her son over this?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. Take you, them baby, and that bag of roaches and pan it down to somewhere else. Now, all this here, what you know, I like your baby and everything, but your baby don't know. All in the cuff of the pants.
Yeah.
It's in the baby bag. We not finna do this here. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand what you're saying, but mm-hmm. we have a little infestation problem.
Mm-hmm. That's why mm-hmm. the mom went off on her, because she's...
Take your baby, take your bag of roaches, and you got to go somewhere else.
Oh,
go down there to Creme de la Creme and see if they'll let you eat.
Waiting line. All right. Yeah, cut
see?
That off. All right, moving on to Cherry in Brooklyn. Cherry says, I'm 58 and single. I'm renting my condo next door to a 29-year-old man and his girlfriend. I told him that I hear them having sex a lot. He said I should experience it for myself. Should I try this youngster out or keep it professional with him?
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah, go and try it out. You're going to see what all that hollering about. Yeah, run down there if you want to.
Come on, Cherry. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor.
Yeah. 29. Yeah.
Okay.
She should experience it for herself. Wow.
On and now.
Okay.
But see, it's the way she took it to him, too.
How does she take it to him?
Get in your business or nothing, but... You know, you and your, I can hear y'all in there when you getting in your private time, and it's like really loud, and it's just, I can hear it, you know.
That's how she said it too.
Well, you need to come on and experience it for yourself then.
What are y'all doing in there?
And then she put her hand on her and then
right. Yeah.
Come on, experience it for yourself. Now she done rode in. She done sat
now
down
she's
got
thinking
some coffee.
About it.
Yeah, she done rode us.
Dear CLO.
She's yeah. thinking about it. Mm-hmm.
But she spread her fingers across her chest.
How she do it up? How she do it up?
Oh, like she's put back.
All right.
All righty.
Moving on to Henry. It's been a long time since we've had a Henry.
Hank.
Henry in Tacoma says, I'm tired of my wife ordering cheap clothes on websites for younger women. She is forever 61, not forever 21. I want her clothes to be jazzy and classy, not trashy. She prefers to wear trendy clothes. How do I tell her I don't like her new style?
Well, how'd you just type it?
You want him to say what he just typed. You said to us?
Hey, baby, listen to me. I see what you're doing, but it's not becoming. It don't look real flattering on you.
What you mean,
and I'm just going to keep it real. You need to start. You need to start watching what you order on this stuff, because it ain't befitting. And befitting, and befitting is code word for been fitting. Like it been fitting different when you was 21, but you 61 now. You can't show everything you got at 61. Mm-hmm. Most
too old for that.
Yeah. You know, I look good. I can wear what I want to wear, Henry.
I know that's what you think, baby. But I'm just telling you, you look a little, it cheapens you. And, you know, you're such a classy lady. You know, I just like classy looking stuff like that. But you just looking.
Some clothes.
Well, I will, but you got to quit ordering them off of, you know, you can't, you got to quit buying all your clothes off of Amazon.
Off of, not all of them.
Off of Fashion Nova.
You be down there where Steve ordered these Fisher shirts at. You got
yeah,
to get off
that. Yeah,
didn't
you have a shirt on yesterday? From
hell the yeah.
It was fly though.
Had it all on his button and everything.
No, that's how you rock it, though. That's what, see, that was in the, and I didn't even see that shirt, but then it came up in the you might also like section. And I said, well, I'll be damned. How could you know?
How did they know?
Because yeah. I do like it also.
Yes.
And you know, you like, ordered like 10 at a time.
He's so crazy. Somebody,
you just order one.
Somebody need I don't even Amazon. Have to order no fishing clothes this year.
Why? You have why?
Yeah. I seen your picture what I had on yesterday.
All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. This one is from Rhonda in Honolulu. Okay.
Wow.
Rhonda says, yeah, Rhonda says, I'm 37 and lonely. I work and I go home. So I tend to go on dates with people I meet at the grocery store or coffee shop. I have a high paying job, but the men I meet do not. Is it cool to lower my standards or should I wait for the right man?
Yeah. Go on to the grocery store. Keep shopping. You end up buying a head of lettuce. Now you coming out there with a man. Every time you go down there.
That's where she meets.
Have you lowered your standards? Do you have any? Wow. Well, if he down here trying to eat, I guess he cool. Most people go to the grocery store. You ain't met nothing down that lady.
She's 37 and lonely, she says.
Okay, well, you ain't stay down there at the grocery store meeting men. Hey, if that don't work out for you, I got an idea. Why don't you go over to Quick Trip?
It's across the street.
Go to Quick Trip. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you go to a truck stop? Hey.
So what are you saying to her, really?
All the men at work, stop hunting for men because it's not what you all do. Mm-hmm. You are not hunters.
So should she go online? What should she wants to meet people?
Online dating works. You know, they got dating sites that'll match you up. I had a couple on the Family Feud last week who met online. Let me tell you what this dude did. Black couple. Mm-hmm. He's an anesthesiologist. His nurse, his wife is a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. They met at work.
Okay.
He liked her at work, but he decided not to date her at work or say nothing to her because they worked together and he thought it wasn't professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They both on the same dating site. The dating site recommended them to each other.
Oh, wow.
So they re-met on the dating site. They married today.
Aw, wow. Nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Migos co-founder Quavo will level up his anti-gun violence efforts in the coming weeks by creating Spark Grants to benefit groups dedicated to that cause in Atlanta. The rapper's Rocket Foundation will divide $100,000 among 10 local groups that he chose after a meeting with Vice President Kamala Harris. Quavo started the foundation a few months after to honor his bandmate and nephew, Takeoff, who was shot and killed back in 2022 during a dispute that arose during a dice game in Houston. Quavo said in part, quote, I am honored to launch this grant program to honor Take. and the countless families that have been affected by gun violence. Grant recipients will be announced on June 18th, which would have been Takeoff's 30th birthday. So it's a good thing he's doing.
That's good news.
That's great news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Anything.
Because the government ain't going
to curb
do a damn
gun violence. Yeah.
At all. The government isn't going to do a damn thing.
Mm-mm.
Because the Republican Party will not allow gun control in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party will not allow gun control in this country.
Hmm. We see it over and over and over. We see
that's
it over and over.
Who it is that is stuck on this Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. It is the Republicans. And they are stuck on it because the NRA is the largest contributor to the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. Simple math.
That's all. It's nothing else.
I just don't like the fact that they can't be brought down. I just don't like that. They bigger, so big, nobody can bring them down or break that up. I hate
who?
That.
Who, Tommy?
The NRA.
You talking about the NRA, Tommy?
Yeah, the NRA. Mm-hmm. That they so big that they that powerful, nobody can bring them down.
No, they're not. But see, what they've done is they make so many contributions to individual candidates, and they threaten them with, if you do not keep the Second Amendment live, or if we hear you talking about gun laws, we're going to pull back our financial support and dump it on your opponent. Now, the opponent will be another Republican who will stand for the Second Amendment.
Right.
They're not going to go into the Democratic Party. They're going to dump it on another candidate. So there's always one of them boys standing in line talking about, I'll take the money. I want the power.
Mm-hmm. 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 Everybody got a price, huh?
So it's not exactly. That they're so powerful. It's that the Republican Party's need for power, control, and money, there are so many weak men and women that they will do anything and sacrifice any number of lives for their own personal gain. Because this helps. This does not help the country. It helps the Republican Party.
Hmm.
And what's going to happen is you're going to run up in one of these schools and a bunch of Republicans. See, now, when they went up there and they shot all them people at that softball game, when all the congressmen was up there,
they
got shot. Yeah. See, then they started talking about some gun control. Then the NRA came in and said, what y'all talking about? we was only talking for a minute. That's what we thought. And then that went away.
Everybody shut up.
It's so sad. It's
so
sad.
It is. Moving on to other entertainment news. Gisele Bündchen is in a relationship with her new trainer boyfriend, but she insists it was all platonic before her divorce from Tom Brady. She tells the New York Times, quote, this is something that happens to a lot of women who get blamed when they have the courage to leave an unhealthy relationship and are labeled as being unfaithful. The official story is that she and her man started dating back in June of 2023. However, they were seen vacationing together in Costa Rica in November of 2022, just weeks after Gisele and Tom's divorce. So, Steve, here's a question for you. So many people struggle with the decision to leave or stay in a marriage. Relationship experts say, here are a few signs that you should know when your marriage is over. Here are a few signs. There are signs of isolation. The relationship is full of conflict. You start to see the relationship in a different way. Lack of desire. Anything you want to add to that?
What is they
those?
Talking about? What is all
those?
That? No, that's crazy. You can throw all out the window. When y'all don't stop liking each other no more, this finna be a wrap.
That's simple, huh?
That's simple as that.
You know, when you walk in the room when he walk in the room, you walk out the room.
Isolation.
If you stick your head around the corner and see them in the room and you don't go in the room.
Yeah. Lack of desire.
If one of them walk and you do this here. That's all to it. And let me tell y'all something else too. Get this through your head. Stop getting mad at Gisele because a month after divorce, you saw her in Costa Rica. The divorce is simply the date that the court system says it's officially over. Marriages are usually over years before you get to the part where the court gave you a date. First of all, you got to file. Then you got to go through a little separation. Uh-huh. Then you got to go through court date, waiting and amendments and filings. Uh-huh. Man, it take a year and a half, 2 years. You can't sit around without no life waiting on that.
Talk, boy.
So you tell saw Giselle. What you know,
what you
I'm telling you what I know.
Tell them what you know.
What you do, Walt. What
you do. You sitting up here talking about me. You sitting up here talking about, no, that was quick. That wasn't quick. It was time.
Well, I can tell you this, they wasn't training in Costa Rica. I can tell you that. They wasn't in there lifting.
You don't know that.
Oh, they wasn't lifting no damn weights in Costa Rica. No, they wasn't.
But who gives a damn what Giselle do?
Right.
I don't.
She was in that relationship for a long time, and now she's out. You know, people have a lot to say.
You think Tom's
sitting
around?
Especially because it was Tom Brady.
Wayne is good. Relationship.
Yeah.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Michael Jackson's youngest son, Blanket, is suing his grandmother, Katherine Jackson. We'll tell you why right after this.
Your grandmama, dog?
Yeah, man. Your granny? Your granny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Michael Jackson's youngest son, Blanket, is suing his grandmother, Katherine. Now, this is all according to TMZ. The family's allegedly been locked in a battle with the executors of Michael's estate, reportedly over a move to sell half of Michael's catalog for $600 million. And now Miss Katherine wants to use part of the estate's money to fight a court decision on appeal, a move Blanket does not support. Blanket believes the appeal isn't going to win in court, and he wants his inheritance left alone and not drained by these legal proceedings. That's why he's suing his grandmother, because he's Blanket, saying she's using his inheritance to fight this.
Blanket go sit his ass down. I'm going to tell you, listen to y'all. Listen to y'all.
Come on, Blanket.
That's his daddy, though, dog.
Yeah, that's his inheritance.
Boy, listen to me. No, it's not. No, it's not. Listen.
Steve, are you?
Hey! No! Is the daughter saying anything?
No.
Is Prince Paris saying anything?
No. Paris.
Is Prince saying anything? No.
I haven't heard
because
them say anything.
Because they know, and they the oldest ones. They know. Listen to me, y'all. There is a thing called an irrevocable trust.
Okay.
When your money is in there, it ain't nothing they can do about it. Mm. Now, Katherine Jackson got plenty of money, and they know it.
Yeah, she gets a lot of
and
money.
They know it.
Yeah.
She got to say so. You ain't heard none of them Jacksons complaining.
Not
a damn one.
Tito.
Not even.
There ain't been no fighting amongst the Jacksons.
Ray ain't said nothing.
Love and honor. Listen to me. They love and honor Miss Katherine Jackson.
Yes,
Reeve.
Man, y'all, people need to sit down, shut up, talking about people. If you don't know, stop talking about people. Ain't nobody in the whole Jackson family said nothing. Now here come Blanket. You cannot sue a person who is the recipient of an irrevocable trust. Listen to the word, irrevocable.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can go against that.
Bruh, yeah, but this is your grandmother, though. Come on. Yeah. Right there. Yes.
See, that's the white side. That's the white side.
Mm.
Up in there. Mess around and let your white side
you
get to talk.
Say that.
Yeah.
But I know you
did. He's 22 years old. Blanket.
I'm tired of getting my allowance from you. I want all my money. I'm tired of this.
Who would think to sue their grandmother? Come on.
Yeah. Blanket suing Quilt. Come on.
Black people don't sue their grandmama. Y'all know where you going to go eat.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check your voicemail, Steve, at 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail, 877-29-STEVE. If you would like to leave a message for Steve, please do. We would love to hear from you, and you can hear your call on the air maybe. Steve, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is a question about a relationship breakup.
Hey, Mr. Harvey, I was calling to see if you break up with your fiance and she got your furniture in the house, should you get your furniture back or should you just leave it in there with her?
Well, let me say this to you, dog. It depends on why y'all broke up.
Okay.
It has a lot to do with cause and effect, whose fault it was. Mm-hmm. So if it was your fault, probably need to leave that furniture in there. If it was her fault, how you gonna get in there? See, the question of your furniture, my furniture, her furniture is kind of a little shaky. So to me, it depends on who caused the breakup. It was no mutual understanding. Somebody did something, and therefore it's off. And just based on the intensity in your voice on the phone call, like I think it was you. I think you did something, dog. Can I get in there and get the furniture in now? See, first of all, in there, that ain't your house. See, that probably ain't your house. And it's been clear, that you got put out.
Yeah. Hey, Hump, what kind of furniture he trying to get back, Hump? What he trying to get out of that house?
It's, you know, that flat screen. Men always want that flat screen.
TV.
And then that bedroom set. Them the two things we invest in, TV and sleeping.
All right. Hope that helped you out. All right, Steve, next, a young listener named Hannah, who's from Indiana, needs advice on when everything seems like it's falling apart.
Hi, Steve. My name's Hannah. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I just wanted your greatest advice is about when everything seems like it's falling apart and it seems like the lowest once again. I just want your advice on how you keep a positive mindset and basically trust in the Lord, because we all know your story. So I would love to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Well, you sound young, so I'm going to tell you what I wish I knew back then that I know now. And I heard Tom Hanks say this in an interview, and it was so impactful. This too shall pass. See, this little dark moment that you're going through, this is temporary. All you got to do, see, here's what people forget a lot, and as I've often done it myself. When we're going through some stuff, we forget that of all the prior things we've ever gone through prior to this period, our track record for surviving those time periods has been 100%. You have a 100% survival rate up until this point. You will get through this. And then you have to understand that this is the part of it that's just called life. You are not the only one. Everybody has these periods where it gets dark and you can't see the, you know how people say, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I've been in some tunnels where it wasn't no light. I just ain't seen none. It's kind of like this boy on Zoom right now.
Anyway,
kinda like,
back
or,
to Hannah,
you know,
helping him.
And you don't see no light at the end of the tunnel. But you have to keep putting one foot in front of the next, because eventually you will see the light at the end of the tunnel. Nobody lives in complete darkness unless you allow the darkness to define not only where you at, but it's your future. Your darkness you are in today is not your future of tomorrow. All you got to do is keep waking up. You're going to look up and the sun going to shine again. This too shall pass. Keep your faith in God. Stay prayerful and know you ain't the only one.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Hannah. Coming up next, we'll hear from the nephew again with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, why is my mom sharing my daddy? We'll find
what
out what that's
now?
All about.
How do you know that?
Yeah, shut the room down on that one. Why is my mom sharing my daddy? We'll find out in just a few, because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what do you have for us?
You know what I got. I got stupid and ignorance. Let me go through my file real quick here, Shirley. go down the list and see how stupid, what I want to get, you know, mild, medium, or hot stupidity. You know, I got to figure out which level I'm going to drop on y'all this morning. And let's see here. I'm going to put
stupid,
it right around.
But
wait a minute. It's mild, medium, or hot stupid?
Like wings.
Yeah, they flavors. It's different like levels. Wings. Of
so you got files and flavors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Of stupidity. Yeah. Of stupidity.
Don't make no sense, Junior.
It don't make none.
Oh, my goodness. So what's today? What flavor are you feeling today?
I'm right between medium and hot. Right up in there. Right between medium
hurry
and
up,
hot.
Fool.
You just got to sit there.
I keep my stupid on sizzle. I keep it on sizzle. Mm-hmm. This right here is no anchovies. No anchovies. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello,
hey, man, who is the person I need to talk to about? I got a pizza that's been messed up. Who do I need to talk to?
Well, you can talk to me, sir. What's going on? What happened to your pizza?
Somebody put some anchovies on my pizza. Black people, don't eat no anchovies, man. So who would do that?
Settle down with the language there, pal. All right? You know, if you got anchovies on your pizza, you just must have gotten mixed up with another order. I'll send you another pizza. It ain't a big deal.
But I ain't asking no anchovies, man. Matter of fact, let me ask you something. What the is an anchovy any damn way?
It's like a sardine. That's what a anchovy is, okay, pal? It's like a sardine.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. First of all, what's your name? What is your name?
I'm Gino.
So you're the owner of the damn pizza place?
Yeah, I own the damn pizza place. And I don't need people calling me and cursing at me because it was a mistake. You know, mistakes happen, pal. Worse things go on in this life than you're getting some anchovies on your pizza.
Hey, man, hey, okay, so here's the deal. I done had a bunch of guests come to my house or order pizza, and every last one of them got anchovies on them. You know what I'm saying? So I got an issue with it. I just spent over $50 with you with these pizzas, and the shit made wrong.
Nobody likes anchovies?
No, but I told you something, folks. Black people don't eat no f***ing anchovies, man. Okay?
Hold on. I'm almost certain I've served anchovy pizza to black people before.
Okay, the black people that I know don't eat f***ing anchovies. Okay,
well, then we'll send you some pizzas without any f***ing anchovies on them.
Hey, you know what? I don't like your attitude. You know what, man?
If you didn't come at me with so much f***ing attitude to start with, you wouldn't get no attitude.
Okay. Look at it. Don't get your ass whooped, okay?
Did you just threaten me?
I said don't get your ass
do you no think you're talking? Who the f*** do you think you're talking to, face?
I'm talking to Gino, the owner of pizzeria. You.
That's right. You don't tell me you're going to kick my ass, okay, pal? You know where the pizzeria is. You know, okay, calm down.
Okay, that's it. I'll tell you what, man. In the next 3 to 5 minutes, I'm going to walk down there and kick your little ass behind putting these anchovies on here and having a little pompous attitude like you think you can't get your ass whooped.
You come on down here, okay? And we'll see. Do me a favor. Go yourself and the horse you rode in on, okay? And bring it on down here. All right, we'll take care of it there. I'll stuff some anchovies up your ass, all right, pal?
Okay. Cool. All right, cool.
Okay. You like to say okay a lot, do you? Is that one of your favorite words, okay?
Yeah, you need to have somebody there with you when I get there, because I promise you, Gino's finna get his ass whooped.
Yeah, Gino's shaking in his boots, pal. Me and my anchovies, we're sitting here scared out of our minds right now.
Okay.
You kidding me? I've dealt with clowns like you my whole life. Please.
Okay. Let me tell you this here. Do you know who you're talking to?
I'm talking to some f***ing idiot who don't know how to talk. That's who I'm talking to.
No, you're talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Gino, you just got pranked.
You telling me I'm throwing F-bombs all over the radio?
You're dropping F-bombs all over the radio, baby.
I want to know who did this to me, because they're getting some F-bombs.
Do you have a guy that works for you? He says he works 5 to close. Andre. You got a Dre that works for you?
Yeah, I got a Dre that works for me, and Dre's going to be spending some time in a walk-in freezer.
This is Nelson.
Black people don't eat anchovies, huh?
Black people don't eat anchovies, baby. Hey, I got to ask you this, Mr. Gino. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Your show. The baddest radio show in the land is the Steve Harvey Show.
With no
Steve
anchovies.
Harvey Morning.
No anchovies.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I mean, I'll be saying, I'm going to send you some pizzas. I'm sending that station dozens of pizzas with double anchovies on every one of them.
And there you have it. Right there. Deal. Lay that stupid and just set it. Just set it right there. That's how you do it. Just set it right there.
Deal.
And keep it officially stupid. I will be officially stupid this Saturday night in Montgomery, Alabama, in the Gump, baby. So a few tickets left, so y'all get them and come on out and see your boy along with celebrity, the comedian, also J.J. Williamson. That boy right there is straight ignorant. And, of course, you already know, Earthquake, stupid all day, every day. That right there is a hell of a show in the Gump, Montgomery, Alabama. Black hats on, black hats up. Laying in the cut Friday, April the 5th. That would be April Fool's Comedy Jam. Now, stay with me now because I'm going somewhere. Brian Hooks in the building. Shantae Wayans in the building. London Brown in the building. Lottie Love in the building. Tori Hart in the building. Coco Brown, just hilarious. Oh, all this is hosted by Rip Michaels. You got Bruce in the building. You got D.L. Hughley in the building. You got Tracy Morgan in the building. Nephew Tommy in the building. It's all going down at the Barclays Center. Brooklyn in the house. Brooklyn, New York. That is Friday night, April the 5th. April Fool's Comedy Jam. Tickets are on sale right now. Everybody is in the building. Yeah, you want to be in the building? Go ahead. What you want? I get you on there. What you want to do?
No, I ain't no way in here. He ain't got no room for nobody else on that day. One thing about it, though,
counted 13.
No matter what time you get there, it's still a whole show left. Yeah.
You can make your own show, huh? So Tommy, you know, that's, I counted 13, Tommy.
I told you that. I've been counting 13.
13. 13 in the building, baby. Come get it, man. We laughing all night, all right? We are laughing all night. Laying way in the cut, April 19th and 20th. The Nephew is coming back to Baltimore, back by popular demand at the Comedy Factory. That is April 19th and 20th. Be more, I'm coming back. Tickets on sale right now. Whew. And then you'll catch me Friday, too, if you want to. Friday, you can just turn TV on. Won't he do it? Yeah, it's Friday. That right there is ready to.
Well, Lisa, it's 13 people on there, too, ain't it?
That's the number, Steve.
This is number, yeah. You lock in.
But at least on that TV show, he clearly the star of that.
Yeah. Ready to love on Friday, and Black College Quiz is on Saturday. Check your listings and catch your boy on Black College Quiz, where you can see some amazing students at HBCU colleges. They are battling for scholarship money, and they are smart as all get out, man. That's BCQ, Black College Quiz.
All right.
Yeah, love it.
That is wonderful, Nephew. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter. The subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy? We'll find out. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more,
please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 33 years old and I moved back to my hometown 2 months ago. My dad is ill and my mother is doing the best she can to take care of him. At least that's what she told me. I kicked right in and started taking daddy to the doctor and to get his medication. When I couldn't do it because of work, daddy had another woman taking him and I thought she was some kind of nurse or assistant that his insurance provided. My mom said it was just a lady that my dad knows. Well, one day, Dad called me and asked me could I drop him off at a restaurant and he would get a ride home. I took him and walked him inside. He met with the lady that I thought was his home health nurse. He said it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. I called Mama and asked if she was going to join them. I didn't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. Mama said it's a special occasion for her, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I went by my mom and dad's house to wait for dad with her. He got home 3 hours later and he had a milkshake. He said they went for a birthday treat. My mom had already gone to bed, so I asked him if the woman is a nurse or his girlfriend. He said she's a little bit of both, and he said to talk to my mom about it. The next morning, Mama told me that she lets Dad entertain himself in that way because he's sick. My dad isn't terminally ill, so why is my mom allowing this? She seems so sad about it. Should I confront my daddy about cheating on my mom? Look, these are your parents, and you can ask them. It's nothing wrong with that. But you talked to them already, and they both gave you their answers. The woman is a nurse and a girlfriend to your dad. And your mom lets him see her because he's sick. And as weird as it sounds, that's what they told you. Obviously, your mom and dad have some sort of crazy arrangement going on here. Your dad also told you to ask your mom, which meant that your mom is well aware of what's going on in this situation. This is not a secret between them. You can ask her if this is making her sad. Why is she allowing your dad to see this other woman? But again, she told you because he's sick. She knows what he's doing. She didn't even stay up and wait for him to get back. She was in bed before he got home from his date with the other woman. So is she really sad about it like you say? And your dad might not be that sick either. Not if he has the energy to have a wife and a side chick. You said he's not terminally ill, so this just must be something they've decided to do. I know you care about what's going on with your parents, but as strange as it is, it's their business. And don't be shocked if you do confront them that they may or may not give you what you want. But yeah, this is crazy. Steve?
Ain't no secrets. Why is my mom sharing my daddy? Well, you sharing him. So let's just get into it. You're 33. You done moved back to your hometown a couple months ago. Your dad is ill. Now, y'all ain't saying what he got, so I'll just come up with something on my own later on. My mother's doing the best she can to take care of him. At least that's what she says. So you jumped in and helped out, taking daddy to the doctor, get his medicine. And when I couldn't do it because of work, daddy had another woman taking him. And I thought she was some kind of nurse or assistant that his insurance provided. Well, ain't that the nice cover? He got y'all thinking, or you thinking, it's potentially a nurse that the insurance has provided. My mom said it was just a lady that my daddy know, which means your mother is aware of this. Well, one day, daddy called me and asked if I could drop him off at a restaurant and he would get a ride home. Now, I'm assuming since you came into town and you done jumped in to kick in to take, get his medicine, take him to the doctor, that you do it when your mama can't. I'm assuming maybe your mama is at work with the car. See, because I think your daddy and mama got a car, but I think mama got the car. She's overwhelmed with going to work and taking him places. So now you done jumped in and kicked in. So this one day he asked you if you could call you and ask you if you drop him off at the restaurant, he'll get a ride home. This is hustling too hard for me. All he getting a ride home, got a Lyft app or Uber app. But he fixed all that because he got this woman. So I took him and walked him inside. He didn't ask you for that. All he did was ask, so how sick is he? Well, you got to walk him inside. But you took your nosy ass in there to walk him inside this restaurant because you wanted to know what was going on. He met with the lady that I thought was his home health care, and she is. That's what she is. She is the home health care provider. Yes. He said it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. Uh-oh. Now the mama know, the daddy know. Now you done joined in talking about happy birthday. So now you involved too now. Because you at the birthday party. I called mama and asked if she was going to join them. And I don't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it. And it ain't going to be that shocking.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy?
First of all, this ain't your business, but since you want to make it yours, it's time for you to have a grown folk come to Jesus. Now, your daddy's sick. You done moved back home. You started helping out, taking him to the doctor, getting his medicine. Obviously, your mama is still working, and they got one car, and your mama stay in the car. So now when she can't do it, you got to do it. And then sometimes you got to go to work yourself. And so then he had another lady come by. You thought this lady was the home care health provider. The mama know about the lady. The daddy know about the lady. And now you know about the lady. So his mama was at work and couldn't take him somewhere. So your daddy called you and asked you if you could drop him off at a restaurant. And he would get a ride home. Well, your little nosy ass take him down to the restaurant. You walk inside. Now, I don't know what his sickness is, but he didn't need walking inside. But you took it in there. And now the lady was there you thought was the nurse. So then he said that it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. So now you done joined in. You participating in it. The mama know he know it. So then you went home with your little messy self and called mama and asked if she was going to join him. I didn't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. Mama said it was a special occasion for her. So she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I be damned. I have got to get me a sickness. What? In the world. Junior, this got to be right up your alley. Boy, this finna be, this is one glorious occasion. She told you that it's a special occasion, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I went by mom and dad's house to wait for my daddy with her. He got home some 3 hours later, and he had a milkshake. He said they went for a birthday treat. I know that's right. And the milkshake was just the cover. Who sure got hot in here? Swing by Steak and Shake. Girl, let me get that chocolate shake going in here. So he walked in the house swirling the cup. Mm-hmm. They went by for a birthday treat. Now, they got to be old. Mm-hmm. So now, Ruby, you sitting in the house with Ruby. He done just left Estelle down at the motor end to swing by the Steak and Shake. Now you, Jocelyn, you sitting in the house with Ruby. and a stay on and just tighten your daddy up with a special birthday treat. And he come back in with a milkshake to cover for it. 3 hours, that's plenty of time. And then, so I asked him if the woman is a nurse or his girlfriend. He said she a little bit of both. And he said, go talk to your mama about it.
Ask your mama.
So now the next morning, mama told me that she lets dad entertain himself in that way because he's sick.
Really?
Oh, mercy. Oh, we got two sick ass dudes on the show right here. We got one that's clear, and we got one that's surviving. So now, fellas, see, y'all ain't been using y'all illnesses the right way.
I haven't.
Y'all could have had you an in-home nurse care provider. Boy, boy, boy. Now, Tommy, I know your wife. You ain't going to be able to sell that one, so you sit your ass down and be quiet.
I know that's right.
Junior, you sure bet not say nothing.
I bet not.
So y'all can take yourself out of the little we sick too category. It's too late for me. I know better than this right here. My dad isn't terminally ill, so why is my mom allowing this? She seems so sad about it. Should I confront my daddy about cheating on my mom? What are you going to confront him for? Everybody know.
This ain't got
your mama said you. Because your daddy is sick, she allows this. Now, your daddy's not terminally ill, so what do your daddy have? Well, let's talk about it.
Okay, come on, let's go down.
Do your daddy have diabetes? He got sugar. People with sugar need a lot of other sugar. So maybe it's that right there. Maybe your daddy got a heart murmur. Maybe your daddy, here we go. Maybe your daddy been with your mama so long that your mama done got tired of your daddy and she don't service your daddy no more.
And
because he's sick, she really don't feel like it. So she done gave him permission to go get service where he want to.
Sounds like
Because I done lost my desire for it. So I told your daddy. And then your daddy came in here and told me whatever time he got left, he want to enjoy himself. So your daddy got a little girlfriend. I ain't going nowhere, but I ain't servicing him, and she do.
All right, Steve.
You can confront your daddy if you want to, but your daddy told you go in there and ask your mama. And your mama told you. She allow it.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we got Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Federal agents descended on Diddy's properties on multiple coasts on Monday, a home in Los Angeles, and his Miami residence were both raided by Homeland Security investigators who confirmed that law enforcement actions were taken as, quote, part of an ongoing investigation. The raids are believed to be connected to sex trafficking allegations made against Diddy and his associates by multiple individuals. One Los Angeles news station captured aerial shots of what appeared to be Diddy's two sons, Justin and King Combs, handcuffed outside the home. Photographers in Miami captured photos of armed agents arriving by land and boat with guns drawn, ready to execute the search warrant. Diddy's private jet has also been tracked to Antigua, the Caribbean. Cassie's lawyers, meanwhile, released a statement saying, quote, we will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those who have violated the law. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. 50 Cent also posted his reaction on IG as he captioned, sugar, honey, iced tea just got real. The feds and all the cribs. They got the kids in cuffs. And another he wrote, now it's not Diddy's didn't do it. It's Diddy's done. They don't come like that unless they got a case.
Anytime, though, government agencies, FBI, ATF, Homeland Securities, they got them letters on the back of their jacket. And that jacket blue, it's serious. There are no charges right now.
Okay.
Gathering evidence.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not guessing.
You're saying they're not going on a hunch. They have some concrete evidence that made them want to raid his homes like that, right?
When they send that many people,
guns,
they
drawn,
spend that kind of money
on land.
They serious. Now, Diddy's plane being in Antigua, they didn't know if he was on it or not yet.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. At this point, the only thing that can be happening right now to me is Diddy's lawyers got to be talking to them right now. Mm-hmm. Find out where we going with this. What's the basis of the warrant? What are they looking for? What can they substantiate? And I mean, what's the end game? Because at one point in time, somebody got to go down and talk. And so, you know, they can arrange for Diddy to come in and talk voluntarily.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, he know they there. So it's really, really serious.
Yeah, it's really an ongoing. Serious. You're right. It's an ongoing investigation, and we'll keep you posted. Woo! Coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, Steve, this is from Lisa on Steve Harvey FM. She needs some advice. She says, my coworker who I've worked with for 2 years has always been really nice to me, and I thought he might have a crush on me. My last boyfriend and I broke up a couple of months ago, and I've been kind of flirting with my coworker, dropping little hints that I'd be open to asking me out, but he doesn't seem to be taking the hint. Should I take it as a sign that he's just nice and not really interested, or should I be blunt with him and make the first move?
Well, you can go on and be blunt, but you might get blunt back. I remember this is a new day now, so go ahead, be blunt. He might be blunt too.
Oh, gosh. You mean the rejection?
Well, you know, the rejection, you know, it could be, you know, pronoun, could be anything. You never know. You got to be aware of it. It's 2024.
Just not his type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
just
might
because
find
someone's
out
nice to you doesn't mean they're interested in that way.
Well, not no more. Not no more. He used to, but not no more. Not no more. Not in 2024. Mm-mm. There's too much going on out here. You just never know.
All right.
Okay.
So she shouldn't, you're saying. If she does.
No, I say go ahead, but get ready, though.
Be prepared.
Yeah. Have your feelings together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have, you know, make sure you're mentally capable of handling what you're fitting to hear.
Okay.
Oh. So shoot your shot, but.
Shoot your shot, but get ready to get shot.
Get shot. Huh?
Back,
really?
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, you up there with your hand on your chest. Excuse me?
She says he's really been nice to her, though. And he might have a crush on her. Mm-hmm.
Might.
Uh-huh.
When the last you might have thought a dude had a crush on you the last time?
Yeah.
We from that generation where might have, would have, could have, did.
You'll know for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Moving on to Melinda on Steve Harvey FM. Melinda says, the last guy I had sex with was a friend with benefits that I was getting together with pretty regularly for almost a year, and who was only the fourth guy I was ever with Well, he recently got engaged. I know we didn't love one another, but for some reason, I'm having a really hard time accepting that he's getting married after us only having stopped sleeping together a few months ago. Maybe I felt more for him than I wanted to admit. Even though we weren't dating, it was the best relationship I've had in a few years. Is it normal to feel jealous over a lost hookup, even though it was never going anywhere? Do I just need to get back out there and start dating to help get over this feeling? Wow.
Yes.
Good. Yes. That's to everything.
It? Yeah, let's just simplify this because you okay, put, us yes. on this, okay. put us on this merry-go-round and jumped us around. What?
So, yes, it's normal to feel jealous over a lost hookup, okay, even though it was never going anywhere.
Wasn't going nowhere.
Uh-huh. And then she said,
all y'all was friends with benefits.
With bennies, yeah. And then she said,
you was test driving. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ooh. And what's your theory? What you're saying about test driving?
Women got to be careful test driving because y'all always wind up getting drove.
All right, and then the
now
last.
Now you test driving, but he driving off in a Mercedes somewhere else. It's called a wedding.
Yeah, he's getting married. And then she wants to know, do I just need to get back out there and start dating?
You don't need to get back out there because you're stupid. You don't know. You don't know the rules, and you don't know how it goes. You don't need to get back out there. You need to get within yourself and discover what you want. Exactly. Find out what you're looking for, and set yourself some new goals and some new principles, and get yourself a whole new set of what am I looking for? What it start with?
Standards.
Standards. You need all that.
She needs to value herself.
Because you don't have that together. Last thing you need to do is go back out there with this mindset because you're going to get drove again.
Right.
Stop test driving when it ain't what you do.
Right. She wants to get over this feeling, and that's only temporary, right?
Y'all can't get over a feeling with another feeling. That's what men do. We get over another you with a you. You got to go get in. You got to go find yourself, sister.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. All right. Thank you, Steve. Word. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, a divorce lawyer in Arizona has sparked a debate on social media after revealing the five occupations she says have the highest percentage of cheaters. These are the most common jobs of those who cheat on their spouse based on her experience. She says number five, pilots and flight attendants.
Ooh.
That's number five.
Mm.
Okay. Number four, men in the military. Men in the military.
Yep, I ain't never been a pilot. Ain't never been in the military.
Uh-huh. Okay. Number three, bartenders.
Don't even drink.
Number two, police officers. Police officers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Them like guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Number one. Who do you think is number one? Just take a wild guess.
Doctors.
Ranchers. I don't know.
Oh, politicians.
Firefighters.
Firefighters?
Yeah, firefighters.
Yeah, they put fires out everywhere. They always put fires.
No, they down there. They down there at the police at that station 2-3 days.
You know? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know they cover for each other.
Oh, so they say they have to go to work.
Okay. All right.
And then go put the fires out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, no doctors, no politicians, none of that. No one in media. Yes. They didn't mention that. All right.
What's up with the first responders? Just out there,
I know.
Police, firefighters.
All that stress. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be the loudest person in the room, or would you rather be the quietest person in the room?
Quietest. Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Quietest.
Junior?
I'll be the loudest. Every time I go, hey, what's happening, everybody? What y'all got going on?
No, Junior, just because you got the highest voice ain't going to mean you.
Hey, buddy.
Go sit down somewhere, be quiet.
What about you, Steve? Quietest or loudest?
Well, I got to be loud. I made all my money talking more than anybody else, so I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you rather be with someone who hates your favorite food or who hates your pet?
You can hate my favorite
dog. Yeah. You can hate the dog. Yeah.
You rather what now? Yeah.
Somebody with the pet, sure. The pet.
Okay.
The pet. My food, though.
So you can hate my favorite food,
but I'm going to eat it in front of you. I don't care about you hating what I like.
What's on your plate? That's a good way that they want.
I don't really care because
you don't care about the dog.
It's time for I can't stand that dog either.
The feeling is mutual.
Would you rather live by yourself on an inhabited island or would you rather live in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment with 7 people? Wow.
Are they all ladies?
Rather what?
7 people.
Inhabited island.
Mm-hmm. Where people are on the island. Yeah.
Or not on the island.
Ain't nobody there but you.
Yeah. You solo.
Oh, you want to live in a apartment with 7 people?
With 1 bathroom.
I'm going to be on that island with that house, nice crib. Mm-hmm. But you said inhabited, which means people are on.
Yeah, but inhabited means people. Uninhabited means no people.
Yeah, so well, it's uninhabited. I'm going to get on that island.
So you should. So
by yourself.
On the island with no people.
Right.
No people.
Which one y'all want it to be? Don't get mad at that.
Just answer the question. No people or 7 people.
How you read it. Is it people on the island or not on the island?
I read it how it was on the paper.
Well, I'm not going to be in this house with these 7 people in this 1 bathroom. That's not.
Not 7.
I don't know. I don't care if they are women. Hell, you really ain't going to get in that bathroom
ever.
If it's 7,
Fantasy Island, a good time. Which one is it?
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day. And Steve, before we get out of here, we have a question for you from a Sandra Jackson. She's a fan of yours on Family Feud.
Hey, it's me again, Sandra. Oh, my God. I know you're probably tired of me saying this, Mr. Steve Harvey, but when I say you were born for this, you were born just for this. This beautiful blue, black, purple suede suit, man, you rocking it. With that shirt and that tie and them beautiful shiny shoes, oh, my God. You know, can't wait for you to come out. I can't wait for you to come out around that corner so I can see what color suit you got on. When I say you got men looking at you, every race, every color, they just want to wear their suit like you wear yours. I am so proud of you. And you done made me laugh ever since I turned to the Family Feud. You make me laugh so hard. Okay, keep on being blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you. Bye-bye.
In Jesus' name.
Oh,
well, can't say nothing about that. Thank you.
You're right.
Sure need to keep being blessed in Jesus' name. Junior, what?
She said, Steve Harvey, I know you're probably tired of me. She done called here multiple times looking for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
All the way down.
All the way down.
Yes. No clue what she talking about.
Oh, really? That's nothing but love. Positive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, it is such a blessing, man. I just, you know, I did a period, man, where I was asking God for so much, and I was getting a little frustrated because it wasn't happening to when I wanted it to. And I couldn't figure out why, because I had done everything I was supposed to. But there was a lesson in it for me to learn, because what had happened was I kept asking him for this, and I kept going, Lord, why? I mean, I've done everything you've asked me to do. Why? And then he said, go home. So he arranged it where the deal didn't happen, and he sent me home. And now I'm home going, man, these deals didn't happen. I did everything I was supposed to do, blah, 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 blah. He said, yeah, but you forgot, though. In your quest for asking me for so much, you forgot what all I've done for you. You keep forgetting that, man. And I know you want more, and you got more dreams and aspirations, because the Bible says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. I told you to have dreams and vision, but you should also be grateful. See, you forget sometimes when you get so focused on what you don't have, you lose focus of what you do have. And when you lose focus of what you do have, you lose the major component to success, is gratitude. Because why would God give you more and pile on some more when you're not grateful for what you already have? I mean, I've used this analogy 100 times. If one of your neighbors, let's say people come by, remember people used to come by and borrow a cup of sugar. Can I get a cup of sugar from you? And you gave them a cup of sugar. And then next week they came and got another cup of sugar. Man, I'm out of sugar again. Can you give me another cup of sugar? And you give them another cup of sugar. And they take sugar and they just walk away. How many times could that person come to you and ask for a cup of sugar without you checking them and going, hey, you know what, man? You keep coming by here asking me for a cup of sugar. You don't ever say thank you. Huh? You don't ever say thank you. What you mean? No, what I mean, I keep giving you a cup of sugar and you don't ever say thank you. Oh, man, you tripping. Well, I tell you what. Since I'm tripping, don't come by here and ask for no more sugar. I'll show you. Well, that's the human way of dealing with it. But let's think about God for a second. Let's think about all the stuff he does for you on a daily basis that he don't get thanked for. How many times has God awakened you and you didn't say thank you? You know how many breaths you take during the course of a day? Do you realize, man, that God allows you to take these breaths? Every step you take, there are people who are immobile, man. There are people who need ventilators to breathe. There are people who need hearing aids. There are people who need van lifts just to get up in the car and get transported somewhere. There are people, man, on respirators. There are people, man, who need hover rounds. There are people using walkers. There are people on crutches. There are people who can't move at all. But yet and still, these things that you take for granted, you never say thank you for. And I had to catch myself. I said, wow. So what he did was he made me come home and look around and look at all he's done for me. Now, however meager your place of residence may be, have you realized that it's yours? That there is a joy that you get being able to say, no matter how it's going for you out there, I'm going home. I'm getting ready to go home. And somehow sticking your key in that door and shutting it and locking it back gives you a sense of security. I used to didn't have that. That was a period in my life where I couldn't say I'm going home. I just had to go get in that car. Man, when you lose that, that's something special. So I got to thinking about my life, and I realized what all God had done for me. And I got overjoyed with all he'd done for me, to the point where I quit asking for something. I was just so busy thanking him. And then, lo and behold, out of nowhere, he gave it to me because I had learned the lesson. So instead of getting taught the lesson, why don't we all just learn the lesson? Be grateful today, because God has done a lot for you. He really, really has. Those are my closing remarks. That's it. God willing, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.